New quarterly meetings of the Fort Smith Board of Directors kicked off last night. The meetings are designed to be open forum brainstorming sessions to discuss any what and why questions the directors may have. A set of rules was established to govern the meetings, with items such as discussions should be honest and candid and ask anything. Ozarks at-large's Christina Thomas spoke with City Director and Vice Mayor Kevin Suttle this morning to find out how last night's inaugural session turned out. Suttle says the idea for the meetings came about during the board's annual retreat last summer to allow a free flow of conversation between the directors and the mayor.
Yes, in addition to our existing board meetings, our study sessions, our ward meetings that we do, we thought this would be an opportunity for us just to get together as a group with, you know, really nothing specific to talk about and kind of see if there's something that's on some directors' minds that could make the city better. So that's kind of what we did last night. We talked about how to improve our business-friendly atmosphere, how to make it easier to do business with the city and our planning and development departments. So we kind of focused on that area and talked about different ideas, just brainstormed on those ideas. And the administration had an opportunity to listen and sit, and took some notes, and go back with those notes and try to work on things that we brought up that we've heard from the public and try to make our city more business-friendly.
So how does this differ from a typical board meeting?
Yeah, it's different because there's no voting, obviously. There's nothing that we're voting on. We're not really having any agenda. It's really just a, kind of an open white sheet piece of paper and say, you know, what items do we need to talk about to make the city better? So instead of having an agenda with a regular items and you have a voting, this is kind of a dinner and coffee talk is what we kind of started talking with and turned into brainstorming. But what you do around a dinner table, you know, when you talk to your family about things going on in the city, kind of the same atmosphere here is that the directors got around the table and had dinner and talked about things that would make the city better.
So can you talk about some of the specific ideas that came up? I mean, you talked about business relationship with the city.
Yeah, what we did is we focused on how to, as city directors, how to make our planning and zoning better throughout the city. What items are we finding that are having issues? So, you know, we talked about our existing unified development ordinance. Is there something we can improve in that that make it easier for businesses to comply with our development ordinances? Is there certain items that we can do to make it easier so people can come to City Hall and walk through the process or even automate the process online using the web, our website to make the process even better? So, you know, and then ultimately, what data do we have that would help us streamline some of the issues? Are we seeing some issues that are the same issues day in and day out that we can focus on those issues to make the process even better? So, you know, looking at data-driven, looking at what issues we have, kind of looking at the broad scope of what citizen complaints are or contractor complaints are and the development services to make our city business-friendly and help with the development in our city.
Is the hope that some of these ideas may come up for a vote?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think that one of the ideas we have is we're probably in the next 30 to 45 days, we'll have a resolution on the city becoming more business friendly and some of the actions that we will take to do that. If it's better customer service, ideas that would make the city better. So that's going to come up to us in the next 30 to 45 days as a resolution that just tells the public, hey, we've heard we're going to try to make the city better and we're going to make it business friendly. So that's kind of where we're going from there.
And we're talking small business here.
Small business, large business, industrial, commercial, all types of business.
Everything. Well, so the big takeaway, it was successful.
It was successful. You know, we spent probably 80% of our time on focusing on that issue there, and it was good because it, you know, just gave us an opportunity to just not have to worry about having an agenda and focusing on what we think is some of the ideas. Another item that came up was railroad crossing public safety. How do we improve our railroad crossing areas to make it safer for the public? So, you know, so it was a broad range of scopes from business-friendly to public safety at railroad crossing. So you kind of got a flavor of different aspects that some directors wanted to talk about that would improve our city.
Is this something that's unique to Fort Smith?
I don't know if there's any other cities doing that. If they have, I haven't heard of. I know this is something that we've idea out there and last summer and kind of put the plan together. And so every 3 months, we're going to have a brainstorm meeting. It can be about any subject we want to discuss.
Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with Fort Smith City Director and Vice Mayor Kevin Settle earlier this morning.